Düşünüyorum ki aslında. Awareness, releasing any tension you may be holding, where you usually hold tension. Chapter 7, deeper into the body. This evening we're going to do a practice called rejoicing. And that is generating joy in the positive actions of ourselves and others. So having an internal sense of wonder, amazement, and celebration of people's actions. So think of the time when you protected life, when you avoided harming something, an insect or an animal. Work to miss the path. And acknowledge that that was a positive action, something you did right. You saved that animal's life. Anytime you think of other people's safety, your family or friends, you're protecting life. What a wonderful thing to do. And then think about all those people who spend their lives, doctors, nurses, other professionals, to protect life. Sometimes in really difficult situations. How amazing. Those actions are really wonderful. How about when you chose to respect other people's property? Return something that you borrowed, or you took good care of something that you used. Sometimes very simple. Beyond that, you are generous, giving money to the beggar, donating to that cause. Thinking about the times that you did do these things, because we all have them. Even the kind thought. The satisfaction it brings to do the right thing. Well, imagine when you were respectful of your own and others' sexuality. When you consciously chose to be honest and have integrity, surrounding your behavior. We all had those moments. Sometimes difficult. How wonderful. What a choice. How about when others were talking about someone else in a not so nice way, and you chose not to engage? You turned away, or you said something nice about that person. Times when you used your speech to bring people together. Help others understand. And feel a sense of joy about that, of satisfaction. Yes, I did do the right thing. Thank you. Well, what about when you said something kind to someone else? When you carried them? Offered your help. Seems so simple. But it's there in your ministry. We all have positive imprints. Lots of them. Then rejoicing in those people who seem to be so kind and friendly to everyone. They're just nice people. And they're fun to be around. Then rejoicing in that. Choosing to bring light and joy in the world. How amazing. Think about a time when you were really angry with someone. When you wanted to have a lot of strong hate toward them. But instead you took a step back and tried to understand. Tried to see things from their perspective. This alone is a virtuous action. Turning away from hatred and ill will. And then taking it a step further, having compassion. Seeing their suffering, wanting to be free. How wonderful. How about when you considered the effects your actions would have on others? Choosing to pay attention, to have consideration, to use your wisdom. Really amazing. So notice that sense, that appreciation for all the ethics, that karma, the positive karma you've created. Inspiration for doing that more. So while you're sitting, you can get this piece of paper out and I'll just have to put your condition. So I'd like to start off this practice with saying the prayer, this short prayer that we've been doing 3 times. And please if you don't want to, don't worry. No problem. At the bottom there, all those, that long mantra in Sanskrit, we're not gonna do that one. So don't get worried about that. If it's something that concerns you. We're gonna do the short one, not shorter, so. This is it. At some point you may want to do the warm one. It may be something that you enjoy, but we aren't going to do it today. Okay. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened. For the good of the Dharma and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I pray for refuge until I am enlightened, to the good of the Dharma and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I pray for refuge until I am enlightened, to the Buddha, Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings.
So the reason why we repeat that three times is basically for our own concentration. Because oftentimes we'll say words and we won't really think about what we're saying until we get to the third time, and then we're really like, oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it just goes deeper. So that's why I say it three times. Okay, so let's go back into meditation, and I'm just going to lead you through it. At one point, I am going to describe deity, which in Buddhism, Bodhisattva is the embodiment of the enlightened quality of the enlightened mind of purity. So, the purity of our own minds and the purity of the minds of all sentient beings is then personified in a being. So it's not like there's a separate being that is out there that is purifying us. It's that it's within all of us, and what we're doing is sort of using a visualization to make it very real for us. Okay, so we're just, it's like using that technique. There are beings who can manifest as Vajrasattva. So we could say there is Vajrasattva, there is a being who is Vajrasattva. But they're not separate, somehow. That's the best I can do. And again, when we start chanting, feel free to join in or not, whatever you want to do. So once you return to that calm, centered state, and bring to mind a couple of things that you regret having done. But since we're still learning this practice, it's probably not helpful to bring up the really difficult things. Yeah. Don't go right to the work. This is something that you know you just kind of feel bad about and you wish you wouldn't have done. Maybe something fairly recently that you remember. A mistake. And generate a sense that it really would have been nice if that hadn't happened, if I hadn't done that. I wish I could take that back. We often use the analogy of having drunk poison. Not on purpose, necessarily, but because you made a mistake, and now you want to get rid of the poison as quickly as possible. So you do the four powers. And the first one is regret. I wish I wouldn't have done that. And then the second one is from that prayer that we just said, the reliance. In order to purify this negative karma, in order to keep that infinite from ripening, I will rely on my spiritual path. On my decision and my practice to transform my mind and to be a benefit to others. This is the opposite of that mistake. can visualize about 2 yards in front of you at the level of your forehead, a being seated in a larger posture. One face, two arms, white body, radiant with light. He holds some things in his hand. A belt, which symbolizes his wisdom, and a vajra, which symbolizes his indestructible compassion. So you can sense these qualities in his being. Infinite compassion and loving kindness, equally for all beings. And omniscience. A being who has reached the goal of purifying themselves and actualizing their Buddha potential. And at the center of this being's heart are some Sanskrit words. That is like a promise. They have reached their highest potential, and you can too. We share the same nature, that purity. Nature of our minds is free of all those difficult emotions. And from those words at his heart, light beams radiate, coming into the crown of your head, and like a forceful shower, washing your body clean. All those sicknesses, negativities, difficulties, sorrows, all washing out of you and disappearing into the ground. light rays start again. And this time, they fill you up from the bottom. And all the dirt from your negative imprints of speech floats to the top of that liquid and comes out your upper orifices, your mouth and nose, and you're filled with that white light. Clean, clear, cleansed. And then, purifying all the negativities, difficulties in your mind, that white light comes into your heart. And suddenly, like turning on a light in a dark room, all the darkness is gone. A bright white light that just instantaneously clears out all the negativity of the mind. So while we chant, you can continue to do each of these three visualizations. The first one for the body, the second one for the speech, and the third one for the mind.
Thank you. conscious of the love.
So rest in that purity, the nature of your own mind. then the fourth power is the power of yourself. The determination not to do those actions again. So making a promise to yourself, a realistic one, that for an hour, a day, a week, or the rest of your life, you will not do those actions again. And then feel that these imprints have genuinely been weakened. That you will not experience the suffering of those negative actions. I trust that the practice has worked. Let's dedicate.
May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored and find your repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those deep with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those sound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other.
So there's another part of this, if you want to do one. Pardon, say it for us. There's one more phrase that goes with this prayer that
for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, so shall I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.